become a bit dramatic.
What do you say about that? You know, you just go out the second half and you set the players well. It's just about making sure we knock the ball about, and you know, you're having so many men, so they don't try any hard, you don't need to try any hard, so just keep passing it and getting it around. So, you know, but it was just so weird the second half. What about Smith? Just so weird, you know. But there's no doubt about it, they've lost the plot. The boys had a rash challenge. You know, there's things we heard said that you know, caused other incidents to happen, but so they paid the penalty for that. I mean, there was no need. Josh was rushed to keep a ball in, and the boys only got one intention, so, but it was nothing to do with us. We never sent them off, it was the referee that sent them off, and they got punished for their indiscipline. It's as simple as that, and that leaves them so short-handed that it just becomes a farce, really, the second half. It was just a case of, will they keep us out? But I don't know, the goal was always going to come. And, you know, we had enough of the ball in the first half when they had, well, they got down to 10 men quickly, but they sat even deeper and withdrew the man from up front and put him in the middle of the park. So we had all the ball, we just couldn't get on the end of things. We got a chance to get on them for a few corners and a couple of balls, but we just, so we're actually doing all right without the final third, just having that final pass. I thought we rushed a couple of things, and there was a couple of balls came in at the 6 yard box that really we should have been putting in the net, but we knew at half time if we got Andy Stirling on and we just went two at the back and pushed the full backs on just pushed another man up front, so you know, just so that they would be under enormous pressure for us. So and it was that, it was just like a training session, really, where you had defence against attack. So you can't really afford to get men sent off at any level and expect to come out top. So I'm glad the boys just kept their discipline, didn't get involved. I still think later on there were one or two tasty challenges, but
it could have been red cards later on.
I think so. And then they just, you know, they felt hard done to, but at the end of the day it was self-destructive for them. So, you know, Dunfermline didn't do anything. It's a bad tackle that the referees deemed to a red card. And then you know, if you're going to continue that when you're already doing it to men and continue that type, look like an assault on Joshua Day, to be honest. But so whether there's been something, I don't know, ruin or under there, but I'm really pleased Josh didn't get involved in it. We warned him at half time that not to get involved in it because they would probably continue to get it. So kept it there and keep passing it round. And it was all about a case of could we score, and we did three times. So we take that and we move on. And you know, they'll obviously feel the repercussions because of three of their players next week. So I'm glad we didn't get involved. And I say, we kept our discipline, kept doing the right things, kept moving the ball from side to side quickly, trying to get round about them so that they would have problems. And really, we should have scored a lot earlier in the first half than we did. But, we had a couple of good cutbacks for Ryan Williamson that should have found an eight. But once we scored, you could see then it was just a case of how many is it going to be. But for me, the highlight was wee Jamesy coming on. He's just turned 17. We thought, go on then, kid, this is the time. They're not going to score. You know, you're up one man. Go in there. And because he's a little, you know, they had big defenders, and maybe it was always our plan to bring him on the second half because maybe somebody like that, young and wiry and a wee bit elusive round about the box, and that's exactly how he scored because... thing we found him with a great boss, Shawnee Byrne, and he's turned and finished it great, and he's been doing that and training that, and that's why, you know, he was picked ahead of one or two others for the bench today because he's been doing well for us. And so great for the young kid to come on and score. Oh, he wasn't. You could see the elation on when he scored the goal. It was just a dream for him, wasn't it? So, but he's got that in him. That lad is going to be a good player. He's got good movement. He's a good kid, and that's great to see for the fans. That, you know, the work that goes on behind the scenes, we're still prepared to put them in there. And he just, as I say, in April, he just turned 17 in April. So, you know, I was really, really pleased, and that was a highlight of the second half for me. Him getting the goal. All right.
Cheers, John.